It's Tom and Loggy's daily podcast.
Tom and Log.
Catch them live weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on K-Rock 955.
Our friend Adam joins us in studio now from the newsroom.
Hello.
Hi.
So popping in. No idea what's going on.
No, right? Me, Adam. But he's got a wily look on his face this month.
I am the puppet master. Okay, and I've got strings to pull. Now, earlier this week, I believe it was Wednesday,
yes.
I invited you out for a beer, Loggy, after the show, and you were like, nah, but she got all weird about it, and she was like,
oh, really?
Touching her face and just like wouldn't tell me what she was doing instead.
It was clear, it was a bit sus.
Yeah, yeah. And she just like started sweating and and wouldn't make eye contact and just couldn't, got real nervous and couldn't give me a reason.
Yeah, it's classic.
He kept pressuring me.
Well, no, you just wanted to have a beer.
But quite often you'll be like, oh, no, I've got to see this specialist or I've got to go do this, whatever.
See this specialist. That's what I always say. Yeah. So many ailments. No, you're right. You're right.
The osteo playing up. Okay, so I was like, well, what's going on? Turns out that she couldn't have a beer with me after the show because she was going straight off to meet my wife, Carlia, at Salt Air Day Spa.
Oh, you're kidding.
At the one in Torquay. Yeah. It was beautiful. Geez, we had a couples massage, literally the best massage I ever had. I was so relaxed. Up until the point that this guy started getting real angry.
Yeah, well, I don't blame him, to be honest.
Yes! See?
Why?
So that
don't blame him at all.
That afternoon, I've got eyes and ears everywhere in this town. And that afternoon, I had a message from someone saying, hey, saw Loggy and Carlia out at the day spa.
Oh, I've just been busted.
They were leaving as I was getting there. And I was like, oh. And not only that, I called Carlia and she was, I couldn't track her down either. And she's like, I'm just having a coffee with one of the girls. I'll be home soon,
wow.
Right?
Wow.
And then,
wow.
Stop it, Adam.
Thought she'd hung up, but there's just a snippet of what I heard afterwards.
Do you think that he's going to feel weird because we've been hanging out and he's got no idea?
I think he might. I think he might. And I think especially because you turned him down for a beer today.
He's going.
That's so rough.
I don't often use the B word.
Beautiful. You're right. It was a beautiful moment together.
But I'm very disappointed. Okay. So here's the situation. It's not only you that can catch up with members of the greater Tom and Loggy team.
Okay.
And have relaxing times and have fun and have massages and particularly the massage side of things. Right,
okay.
I was not able to organise Adam and I to have a Salt Air Day Spa.
Yeah.
Because apparently you used all our credits.
We had a facial as well. It was beautiful.
However, I thought, hey, maybe just Adam and I, or Adam could maybe help me out. Now, this is where you come in, mate. You don't know what's going on, but.
No.
How are your massage skills?
Oh, look, I don't use them often. Don't use them often.
Late at night, usually.
I'm not.
You've got strong hands.
I'm not one of those deep muscle kind of massages.
Oh,
I'm
you're just, a soft
I'm
touch
the, I'm the light guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Soft touch.
I'm a That's big okay. fan of them, but yeah.
That's okay. What I've done is I've run it past management and checked your contract, and yes, I can contractually make you do this. I'd like you to give me a massage.
Oh,
me give you a massage?
Here in the studio. This is a team bonding thing, guys. It's not.
For who?
So what
about
do I get
me.
Out of this then?
It's not about me getting a massage. What do you mean? You're part of the team, mate. That's,
yeah, but
yeah, you get to
that's
touch
the joy.
Him. Yeah, but have fun.
I brought some oils in. There's a bag in front of you there. Grab that.
I'll only do it if you massage my feet as well.
So it's a foot massage. A foot off?
A foot off.
What?
Yeah.
Oh my, calm down, fellas.
I'll only do that because it's only fair.
Just grab the oils out. I've got some oils because I don't know what kind of oils they use at Salt Air, but I had very limited oils at my disposal.
They had beautiful like aromatherapy style.
I think these are perfect.
Okay, what have you got there?
We got sunflower oil.
Some Crisco.
Beautiful. And some olive oil.
Some home brand olive oil.
Yeah, there you wow. go.
Not only.
And lots of it.
Yeah.
So what, I just have to sit here and watch you two massage each other? Great. That is my punishment.
Yeah, I'm only
I don't
doing
want
it. If you do it to me as well.
Okay.
That's my stipulation.
That's it. Okay, I will do that.
Okay.
It'll be all like right. a little circle massage thing and it'll be a wonderful team bonding thing.
Good.
Wow, I'm so sad that I'm not involved
this is
in this.
It's actually happening, yep.
We've got a big tarp in the studio. Tom, you have taken a seat. You have the option of Crisco sunflower oil or olive oil. What is your oil of choice?
I'm probably going to go the olive oil because there's not a lot of sunflower oil left. This was just in the bottom of my pantry. Do you want sunflower or olive?
I'll take some sunflower.
You'll take sunflower. Okay.
Oh, sunflower yeah. It is.
I'll give you the olive to...
Okay, and now, just to describe it, how will you be both massaging each other's feet? What sitting position?
Your hands.
That's good. We don't want any foot yet.
Yeah. So essentially, we're going to be sitting down on this tarp, and we're going to, scissors. I guess like scissors will be... So I'll have one of his feet in between my legs and vice versa.
All right.
Don't go too far.
Okay.
In between my legs.
So currently we have about 12 people watching on Facebook Live, which is good because I think the less people that see this, the better. We're about to have a group massage. Now, what are you going to be doing? Oil on hand, then foot, or oil straight on foot?
I'm going oil straight on foot. What are you?
Yeah, I reckon. Yeah.
Just be where they're the only shorts that you've got for the day. No. I've got a change of clothes, so don't go splashing oil around. Also, I apologise. I do need to cut my toenails.
Oh my god!
But I do like to keep them pretty long, just in case I need to scale brickwork or swoop in and grab a sheep from a paddock and fly away.
Okay. Okay. Now, we will start the oiling. Your oiling starts now. And we must say that hopefully, Tom, you will get rid of this oil.
Oh my God,
this is actually disgusting. Now, are you actually, with the massage, are you going in between toes?
I don't know. Do you want me to go in between your toes?
Yep.
I was doing it between my toes.
What? I feel like if anyone would like to buy this video, I'm gonna put it up on OnlyFans a little bit later.
I need more oil.
I feel there might be a bit of an industry need for this.
Okay.
How's it feeling though? Are you two bonding?
I don't mind this. You really you got delicate touch. You weren't lying before. You've got a really nice.
I'm not a deep muscle guy.
No. Mm. What about this? Is this good? Is this working? I'm on the bridge there. I'm working the bridge.
Wow.
Working the bridge. Get that thumb in there.
Are you feeling the bond, though, emotionally between the two of you?
We can't actually make eye contact, which is... Okay, now I've got all of my fingers between all of his toes. How you feeling there? That's just got to get right in there. Each toe is, as good as another, So each one needs a little bit of focus.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Okay.
The thing is, right, you're bonding with fingers in toes, but I think if you're going to really, really teach me a lesson, the true thing that you have to do is actually go toe in toe. Like intertwined toes.
Oh, this is that thing you're talking.
Hands.
Yeah, this is that thing you were talking about a few months ago, where you like hold hands.
I need you to hold hands, but with your feet.
Interlocked toes. Yeah. Essentially. All right.
I'm gonna move around to get a really good pick.
You've got a tarp. This is pretty slippery.
Yeah. Don't try and stand up too quickly. Can we?
Oh,
hang on. Wait.
If you want to watch it on Facebook Live, you can do so. This is truly.
Okay,
off.
Now let's see if we can do like an arm wrestle. Here we go.
Okay.
No.
And I have tasted my medicine, my revenge medicine, and it is bad.
Tom and Loggy's podcast, K-Rock 955.
I need me and you to be at a cafe. For this situation, or a restaurant, or just something like that, okay? So we're at a restaurant together. What are you gonna order? Isn't this place nice, by the way?
Why is it raining?
I don't know, it's just a nice day to be inside. I thought we could both just hang out.
What about the relaxing jazz music and coffee shop ambience?
I knew that you would have something to say about this place. I just knew it.
Liven it up a bit.
Yeah,
it's a bit
okay.
To be honest, it's a bit dreary.
Yeah, it's lunchtime.
Outside.
What do you want?
Well.
This is just, it's a casual lunch, okay?
Okay.
I invited you to this.
Right.
I knew you would act like this. All right, what are you going to have?
Give me a look at the menu.
Yeah.
God, if I could have something without Turkish bread, that'd be great. Why do they, their whole bloody... cabinet is just full of different pitas and...
Yeah, you knew... what I was bringing you to.
Not everybody wants a focaccia.
Oh, you know, sorry, it's not a sports bar.
Yeah, no, well, you should be. Wings, wings, wings. Give me wings, wings,
I know,
wings.
I knew I should have just taken you to that place. Anyway, here we are.
Yes, here we are. We're in a cafe, and I'm probably just going to have a coffee, to be honest with you.
Oh, really?
It's not even
fine.
It's not even
licensed. Let's just have a coffee and get the hell out.
Can I have one of those Italian sodas?
Sure.
Thanks.
San Pellegrino's.
That's the one.
Done deal.
I'll have blood orange.
Oh, great.
Good choice.
I'll have a lemon myrtle. Anyway, sweet. Okay. Now, the waiter comes over, right?
Mm.
We're having a chat. We've ordered our San Pellegrino's.
Have we?
Yes. That's
are we ordering them? We ordered that when we walked in.
Yeah. So we're just sitting down. Fast forward.
How did I know when I walked straight in that I wanted a San Pellegrino?
Because you knew the place we were going to. Right, and you're like, I'm with a WOG. I better order something WOG-based.
Right.
Cool. So we've got the San Pellegrino's.
Yeah.
And we're sitting down having a nice convo.
Yeah.
Right? Waiter comes over. Now, this is one of the waiters that hasn't written the stuff down.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That's cool.
And you're always like, are you really remembering?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right? But we haven't said anything.
Okay.
Right? Because we're not like that.
Mm.
And this particular waiter, it's a guy. He has put down the blood orange in front of me and has put down the lemon myrtle San Pellegrino in front of you.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, what a normal person should do is just say, thank you, and let the waiter walk away, and then we do the swap.
Do the swap, yeah.
But I've noticed that some people, when the waiters bring over food, drink, coffees, whatever you might be having, they're like, oh, no, I ordered the lemon myrtle San Pellegrino.
Yeah.
The blood orange is his.
Yeah.
Why?
How big's the table?
Yeah, the table's a normal size.
So it's just a normal two-person table.
Yes.
So it's very easy to pass things between the two of us.
Yes.
Because if it's one of these awful cafes where I have to sit on a big table with strangers.
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah.
That's
we'll
not awful.
We'll seat you over here. You can sit either side of a corner of this big table.
Yeah,
no,
that's fine.
No.
Yes, I don't mind that.
I'm not communal dining.
Yes,
thank you.
Yes, that's fine.
Don't make me feel like I'm in the tuck shop or in the canteen at school.
Well, they don't go. That's why I brought you to this nice place. Now, the jazz place isn't good enough. I mean,
no,
I don't know
I like
what you
jazz.
Want.
I'm actually getting into the jazz.
But what I will say is that we don't need to... Let's not complicate waters, right? By swapping over San Pellegrinos when they're put in the wrong place.
So now I have to drink your lemon myrtle?
No, we'll swap it. I'm not going to tell the waiter. This happened to me the other day.
Yeah, right.
Okay?
Okay, well, now we're getting through.
My friend's like, no. So I had the vegetarian lasagna and she had the chicken schnitzel,
yeah.
Right? And he's like, vegetarian lasagna and gave it to her. And she's like, oh, no. And I'm like, just take it and we'll do the swap afterwards, all right?
You are
one of those people that
says...
Well,
had he put it down or is he going
he'd
to...
He put it down. He'd gone to put it down. She was like, oh, no. And it's like, he's already putting it down.
Yeah, no, if it's already gone down. But if you can see him coming, he's like, the vegetarian lasagna...
Yeah, no, you say me.
Yeah.
But he didn't give us that opportunity.
Okay.
He just went...
Bang.
Your vegetarian lasagna.
He's gone in too hard there.
Right?
He's backed himself, which I always say,
back yourself. I know.
And this time it didn't come off.
But let's just save the swapping of food and drinks until after they've left.
Okay.
They've got enough to worry about.
All right.
All right?
Okay. Let's just enjoy this. Let's just sit in silence. That's
well,
what I love about
you. I knew
you
wouldn't talk when I brought you here.
No, that's what I love about you and I. So we can have those comfortable silences. Shh.
Sorry.
Mate.
Do we use these napkins? They're quite nice.
Shh, I never know in this situation. I'm out!
Tom and Loggie. Tom and Loggie's podcast, K-Rock 955.
What do I always tell you, mate? What do I always tell you?
Back yourself.
And you're fine.
Yeah.
That's the other thing.
You're fine.
Whenever you're freaking out, I'm like, mate, you're fine.
I'm so sorry I do that to you.
Sorry, no. You're fine.
See? Oh, spiral.
I also say age is just a number. Maybe not to
do you,
but no. Oh. But I'm going to start saying it.
It depends in what context, though. I hate when people use that when there's like a massive age gap. And
between,
they're like, well, age is just a number. It's like, no, you're a bit of a creep.
Okay, yeah. Well, I'm 39 now, so age is just a number. And I've found this video. Now, it's been shared by SportsCenter on Facebook, but it's come from someone's TikTok, right?
Mm.
And I've since looked into it, and there's this old guy who's got to be in his 70s, right? And he's at a playground.
Yeah.
And wait, stay with me. It's not a creepy thing. Okay,
oh, yeah, right? No, that's fine.
But he is loitering around the swings at the start of the video, right? Mm-hmm. And he's like, he looks a little bit nervous, and he also looks like he's trying to kind of psych himself up.
Yeah. Something.
And then it cuts to him, and he's on the swing, right? And he obviously cuts the bit where he, like, very slowly lowers himself into the actual seat.
Okay.
Swing. Anyway, then so he's in the swing, and he's given it his all. He's swinging. You know when you're trying to get some real
so you can go up and over?
Putting some – yeah, I've never done that.
I've never done it either, but it's always been an urban legend, right?
Yeah, yeah, right. So this is not that. Mm. So he's really given it some to get to that point where, you know how you get high enough and then all of a sudden you lose the tension in the swing?
Yes!
And then you like bounce a little bit.
Yes.
And then you're like, oh, scary.
Yeah.
And then sometimes you can launch yourself off and you just land in the bark chips or whatever. And then you're
yeah,
like,
I've
oh.
never.
And you go forward onto your hands and then the bark chips stab your palms and you're like, why did I do that? I'm going to do it again. It's very exciting and everyone's very impressed.
Yes.
Just me or no?
Yeah, okay, totally just you.
Okay. Anyway, so he doesn't do that. What he does is he gets it really jazzed up and going, and then he does this thing where he leans all the way back, brings his legs over, and flips and lands on his feet on the ground, and then lets go of the swing, and it just swings away behind him.
Hang on.
Yeah.
How old?
Oh, he's got to be 70, 75.
No way.
He's a little old man and he's swinging his heart out and then he just leans all the way back and goes right around. He flips
out of
it. So
he does the flipping out and like, ha,
ta-da!
The gymnastics, yep. Like, here yep. we go.
And he looks very proud of himself and looks around to see if anyone saw it, and much like me when I jump off the swing.
Yeah.
And then he picks up his little plastic bag that he's got next to the swing and off he trots.
That's amazing.
So I'm going to be that old man. I reckon I could do that.
Hey, don't wait till you get, I mean... You're already kind of there, right?
Thanks, mate.
Can we do it?
Yeah,
can we
we'll
be? Can we go out on site?
Wherever the nearest playground is with a swing, let's find it. We'll film it, and I'll either, you know,
okay,
hurt myself or not.
Yeah, I don't want you to hurt yourself.
No,
so right. Be better.
Okay, good. Challenge accepted. Tom and Log. Tom and Loggy's podcast. K-Rock 955. Fun fact. Every Friday morning, we like to send you off to work with some fun and interesting facts that you can use to impress your workmates who aren't your real mates, but it is important that they think you're smart, because then when an opportunity comes up in the workplace, for example, a pay rise or a promotion, they'll say, hey, give it to Gary or Karen. They're obviously very smart. They're always full of fun and interesting facts.
Oh, my God. I think that was your best.
I think that was my best.
I think that was a world record.
Thank you. Do you know, when I do it, my mind goes blank.
Does it really? Because
yeah.
I send you vibes.
Okay.
Keep going.
Thanks,
good
man.
Good luck.
I feel that.
Sometimes I'm like, trip over. But yeah. No, not normally. But that was, yeah, that was
and I
great.
Do the, I do the 1,000-yard stare and I just off into the distance. And
I notice that you've gotten a lot faster. You're trying to break a record,
I
and
am.
You did, mate.
Yeah, thanks,
you
mate.
Did.
All right, fun facts for you today. Did you know that when American expats are overseas and they can't find peanut butter, some seek out US military bases, which are guaranteed to stock it?
Why?
I don't know. It's
there
like Vegemite in Australian rations, I guess.
Ah, there you go, cool.
Getting less than 6.5 hours of sleep a night can shrink your testicles?
Yeah.
I say, shrink your testicles!
Wow, see, sleep is important.
Dried up little peas.
Imagine mine if I had them. They'd be huge.
Yeah.
The amount of naps I have. Absolutely bunter.
Yeah, you'd be like one of those science books. those pictures in the science book, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
According to a 2013 survey, so this is a little bit out of date, I assume the numbers will have gone up, but 8% of Canadians have gotten down to business in a canoe.
Right.
Mm.
I mean, it's good to get outside.
Yeah, you're right. Being kissed on the ear can make you go deaf. I said ear. Can make you go deaf because it can be really loud if
is
you kiss
it the,
right on that. Yeah.
Is it the
it's
the sound?
It's the sound. Yeah, I'm not talking about tongue.
No. I'm just trying to break it down.
Yeah,
man.
No. In celebration of Burns Night, I guess that's some sort of like national holiday in Scotland, a Scottish butcher sent a haggis into space.
That's where it belongs.
shot it into space. Good call, mate. Yes. I like that.
Thanks.
I like that.
Thanks.
And I'm going to wrap it up. Oh, two, actually.
Oh, nice.
French police are currently dismantling a ring of international Lego thieves.
What?
Lego man is big business. And stealing Lego is a thing. Ask
but
anyone who
so
owns a toy store.
So much of them.
Yeah, I know, right? But they, people will try and flog bloody trolleys worth of it. Yeah.
Really?
Nah, for real.
Yeah.
And I'm going to wrap it with attempting to speak Swedish, okay? So I'm going to have one go at it.
Don't swear.
No, I won't. But in Swedish, at glitter in pa en rakmaka.
Okay, good.
Translates to to slide in on a shrimp sandwich. And that refers to someone who didn't have to work to get where they are.
Right. They so just slid in on a shrimp sandwich.
Yes. And I think, to be honest, we know quite a few people who've slid in on a shrimp sandwich. That's Fun Fact
do.
Friday for this week. Monday you can fall apart. Tuesday, Wednesday, break my heart. Oh, Thursday doesn't even start. It's Fun Fact. Friday, Monday, Tom and Long. K-Rock.